The Seven Last Words, written by Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, read by Richard Jameson. The fifth word, I thirst. This is the shortest of the seven cries. Although it stands in our language as two words, in the original it is one. At the moment when our Savior resumes his sermon, it is not a curse upon those who crucify him, not a word of reproach to the timid disciples at the border of the crowd, not a cry of scorn to the Roman soldiers, not a word of hope to Magdalene, not a word of love to John, not a word of farewell to his own mother. It is not even to God at this moment. Out from the depths of the sacred heart there wells through parched lips one awful word, I thirst. He, the God-man, who threw the stars in their orbits and spheres into space, who swung the earth, a trinket at his wrist, from whose fingertips tumbled planets and worlds, who might have said, the sea is mine, and with it the streams and 1,000 valleys and the cataracts and 1,000 hills, now asks man, a piece of his own handiwork, to help him. He asks man for a drink, not a drink of earthly water. That's not what he meant, but a drink of love. I thirst for love. The last word was a revelation of the sufferings of a man without God. This word was a revelation of the sufferings of a God without man. The Creator cannot live without the creature, the shepherd without the sheep, the thirst of Christ's love without the soul water of Christians. But what has he done to be entitled to my love? How much has God loved me? Oh, if I would know how much God has loved me, then let me sound the depths of the meaning of that word, love, a word so often used and so little understood. Love, first of all, means to give, and God has given his power to nothingness, his light to darkness, his order to chaos, and this is creation. Love means to tell secrets to the one loved, and God has told in the Scriptures the secrets of nature and his high hopes for fallen humanity, and this is revelation. Love means also to suffer for the one loved. That's why we speak of arrows and darts of love, something that wounds, and God is now suffering for us on the tree of the cross, for greater love than this no man hath, that he lay down his life for his friend. Love means also to become one with the one loved, not only in the unity of flesh, but in the unity of spirit. And God has so loved us as to institute the Eucharist, that we may abide in him and he in us in the ineffable unity of the bread of life. Love wishes also to be eternally united with the one loved, and God has so loved us that he has promised us his Father's mansions, where a peace and a joy reign which the world cannot give and time cannot take away, and this is heaven. Certainly, love has exhausted itself. There is nothing more that Christ could do for his vineyard than he has done. Having poured forth all the waters of his everlasting love on our poor, parched hearts, it is no wonder that he thirsts for love. If love is reciprocal, then certainly he has a right to our love. So why do we not respond? Why do we let the divine heart die of the thirst for human hearts? With what justice he might complain, lo, all things fly thee, for thou fliest me. Strange, piteous, futile thing. Wherefore should any set thee, love, apart, seeing none but I makes much of naught, he said, and human love needs human meriting. How hast thou merited, of all man's clotted clay, the dingiest clot? Alack, thou knowest not how little worthy of any love thou art. Whom wilt thou find to love ignoble thee? Save me. Save only me. Dear Jesus, thou hast given all for me, and yet I give nothing in return. How often thou hast come to gather vintage in the vineyard of my soul and hast found only a few clusters. How often thou soughtest and found nothing, knocked, and the door of my soul was closed to thee. How often didst ask for a drink, and I gave thee only vinegar and gall. How often, dear Jesus, I feared, lest having thee, I must have naught beside. I forget that if I had the flame, I would forget the spark. If I had the sun of thy love, I could forget the candle of a human heart. If I had the perfect round of thy happiness, I could forget the broken arc of earth. O Jesus, my story is the sad story of a refusal to return heart for heart, love for love. Give me above all human gifts the sweet gift of sympathy for thee. Am I a stone and not a sheep that I can stand, O Christ, beneath thy cross to number drop by drop thy blood's slow loss and yet not weep? Not so those women loved who with the exceeding grief lamented thee. Not so fallen Peter weeping bitterly. Not so the thief was moved. Not so the sun and moon, which hid their faces in a starless sky, a horror of great darkness at broad noon. I, only I. Yet give not o'er, but seek thy sheep, true shepherd of the flock. Greater than Moses, turn and look once more and smite a rock.